Time now for head coach Doug Peterson, our weekly interview with Doug Peterson presented by Wawa. Coach, it's your week. It's time to get the season started. Let's start with the quarterback position. You named Carson Wentz the starter on Monday. It's now the end of the day, Tuesday. What has happened between then and now?
Not much. We had a workout yesterday with the players, got them back off of their three-day sort of mini vacation after the last preseason game, and gave all the starters the reps, 100% of the reps. Carson had 100% of the reps with the ones, and just got them back thinking football. A little bit of Cleveland prep yesterday, and players are off today, and then we go to work on Wednesday.
Are Tuesdays times when some players get into the film room and take a look at things?
We had a few guys in today. Carson and Chase were in here and looking at some tape, some of the offensive linemen, and it is a good time for them to get in. It's quiet, and usually they get a chance to start watching. There's not a ton of film. I mean, Ray Horton, the defensive coordinator, obviously with Cleveland. He's been with Cleveland before. He's been with Tennessee most recently. So there are some games you can go watch and just get a feel for how he attacks offenses.
What do you expect from Carson on Sunday, just in terms of his composure and his ability to kind of put nerves to the side?
Yeah, he's going to be nervous early. I mean, that just goes without saying. Rookie quarterback, first-time starter, he'll be nervous. But one thing that I've got to do a good job, and offensive coaches Frank and DeFilippo, and we just got to make sure that he stays calm and that we give him plays that he knows and he understands early in this football game that he can execute. And then once we settle into the game, see how they're going to attack us, then we can go from there with him and kind of open things up. But, I just want him to be efficient. I want him to protect the football. I want him to protect himself early. I think it's important that we protect him from a protection standpoint so that he's not getting hit early, and that can affect his eyes, down the field from reads and things like that, progressions with the passing game. So if we can do that early in this football game and then get him a couple completions early, settle him in, then we begin to open things up.
Doug, you mentioned Ray Horton, defensive coordinator for the Browns, veteran guy. What do you expect him to try to do to take advantage of Carson's inexperience?
Yeah, one thing that obviously if Cleveland has done this offseason, they've gone a little bit younger, and so they've got some rookie players that are playing quite a bit, first-time starters as well on defense. And so you kind of think he's going to keep it simple, but you look at preseason games, and he's still attacking with pressures. He's bringing corners off the edge. He's bringing both linebackers. He's doing things that he typically does, and that's his MO. He's a huge single safety middle guy, zone and man. Would expect him to make, and put five-man pressures against Carson, try to even keep him in the pocket, not escape the pocket, because you saw what he did against Tampa Bay with some of the scrambles that he was able to do. So, from that standpoint, he may try to get after him that way, affect him with the pressure. But at the end of the day, he's a single safety middle guy, and he just lets his guys play.
I know there's not a lot of time gone by here, but how do you see the locker room reacting with the trade of Sam and with the promotion of Carson to starter? How have guys reacted?
Well, the guys have reacted well and very positive. And it's something that we saw not only during OTAs but also during training camp. Some of the comments the guys were making about Carson and the respect that they have, and they really feel like he can be a good quarterback in the National Football League. And so we'll see each day now, each day that goes by, the progression that he has and the leadership style that he has with the team. And you're going to see, I think the guys are going to see that he embraces that and it's not too big for him. And by the time we get to Sunday, all the pieces, all the boxes have been checked with him, and the rest of the team feels good about, him being the guy and the fact that he can lead this football team.
Let's talk about the Cleveland Browns. What have you seen from RG3, their quarterback? We've seen him in Washington for years, obviously. What's he look like in preseason?
He's looked well. He's looked good. Really, he's played well. He's made some nice throws. You've seen some of the deep throws that he's made. One of the things that he can do and will do is he can run. That's something that with his style. And the other thing you're seeing with Hugh Jackson is the fact that he's taking some of that Cincinnati stuff and he's spreading the field out. He's trying to get those misdirections, sort of catch you off balance type plays with tackles, moving out to the numbers and things like that. So, he's definitely brought some of that with him. And then just allowing him to be an athlete and play. But again, he's a guy that you got to keep in the pocket. You got to understand his athleticism. You kind of want him to try to make him throw the ball just a little bit. But at the same time, if you can hit the quarterback, we want to hit theirs and not them hitting ours.
Doug, so many crazy things seem to happen week one, week two of the regular season. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think because there's not a lot of film. You know, offenses and defenses are so vanilla in training camp. Not everybody plays, you know, all the time. And now you really begin to kind of dive into your playbook, the things you've really worked on in training camp, and open things up a little bit. So there, you know, one thing you got to guard against is you got to guard against the trick plays early. You know, especially in the regular season, because those are things that can kind of sneak up on you because they're not going to show them in training camp. And so you guard against those. You keep the game very manageable early on, and then as it begins to unfold, that's when things, you know, you dial up blitzes, you dial up shots offensively, and you kind of get into your game plan a little bit more.
You've been with this team on the field since April through preseason, the training camp, OTAs, backing up. What do you think you have going into the Open? What is this team all about?
Well, number one, we've got an aggressive football team. That's why both offensively and defensively, and it really starts with the offense and defensive line. And one thing we've seen on both sides of the ball is how well we've played up front, you know, defensive line, how we're coming off the ball. We're putting pressure with four guys and maybe a fifth guy off the edge. You know, we're seeing the ability to throw the ball down the field with great protection. Our run game has been effective. You know, we haven't done a ton of running, but at the same time, it's been effective when we have. And so, you know, I just want to continue that. I want to continue that aggression. That's something that we preached, or I preached, you know, even back in OTAs, is we want to have that attack mentality. And then that's something that coming out of training camp, I felt pretty good that's where we are, and that's the direction in which we're going.
Doug, you know the fan base here. You know that they want you to win this game. So, talking to them, what do you want from the fans on Sunday?
Oh, I want to have them, you know, I want them out of their minds. I want a packed stadium. It's going to be a great day on Sunday. You know, be loud, be noisy, you know, be quiet when the offense is on the field, be loud when the defense is on the field, you know, and support their football team. I mean, it's a new season, 2016, a lot of new faces. You got a young quarterback, get behind him, rally behind him, and support this team like I know they can.
Doug, thanks so much. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, Dave.